I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 19th. The Quincy Police Department is asking that people refrain from coming into the lobby of the police station on C Street unless it's an emergency. In an effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus, the Police Department Records Division is closed. However, many forms are available through the Police Department's website, including accident reports and firearms application permits. A large influx of customers flooded both Stop and Shop locations in Quincy this morning during the first day of special shopping hours for people 60 and older. Police responded to the stores on Southern Artery and Newport Avenue to control traffic. Stop and Shop announced earlier this week that it would open daily from 6 to 7:30 a.m. for people 60 and older to be able to shop in a less crowded environment during the coronavirus crisis. The Quincy City Council will meet in a special teleconference Friday at 5 p.m. to vote on Mayor Thomas Koch's request to spend $500,000 from the city's snow and ice budget to purchase personal protective equipment for first responders. That meeting will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. The mayor says that that protective equipment would be needed if Quincy opens a drive-through coronavirus testing site at the former Quincy Medical Center. The Quincy Sun has announced that it is suspending publication for the next 2 weeks out of safety concerns for their staff during the pandemic. Publisher Bob Osworth says it's the first time the Sun has suspended publication in that weekly's 52-year history. Subscribers will be credited with two editions at the end of their subscription. Bosworth says they will continue to publish stories on their website. The MBTA says ridership has dropped 80% since the outbreak of COVID-19. The T reduced service earlier this week, but was forced to add trains to the green and blue lines to alleviate overcrowding. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says it needs donations of food and money to deal with a shortage of rescue food coming from local grocery stores. Interfaith says their food pantry remains open during regular hours. However, volunteer staff has been reduced as a precaution during the viral outbreak. And the food pantry at the Germantown Neighborhood Center on Palmer Street in Quincy also remains open on regular hours. However, the pantry is also requesting donations of money and food during the pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 19th.